Letter 18, to Mrs. Constanza Benedicta Pettinelli from Siena, Involutet Dei. My most dear daughter in the divine volition, how many blessings will your good daughter receive as she interests herself in promoting the divine will? Now, let's come to us. I repeat to you my thank you in the name of the Celestial Lady and the King of Sorrows for all that you are doing for the divine will. You will see it in heaven, and you will also feel it down here in the depth of your heart, the love they have for you and the glory that awaits you up there. You must know that he is the one who leads you, and the Celestial Mama squeezing you to her maternal heart, the one who is pushing you to promote them. They use you as an ambassador to make the divine will known. And when they see that you are about to speak about it, oh, how they rejoice, how they celebrate and love you more. But you tell me, for us, the sea and the heavens are always stormy. Your enemies make fun of you. So much the worse for them. Jesus too was mocked in his pains. Don't you want to be like him? You must know that your pains are written in the pains of Jesus, his triumphs of his love toward you, and that for every pain you suffer, sweet Jesus adds one more degree of sanctity and one more touch of his likeness. Aren't you happy? Yet on some occasions you have said to dear Jesus that you want to suffer together with him. So we took your words and made facts. But in spite of this, be sure that beloved Jesus will be jealous that you don't lack what is necessary, and even the storms will calm down. Send everything, pains, bitterness, strains, into the divine will. Tell him from the heart that you want nothing but his will, and look at all things as bearers of a will so holy, and you will see that the fiat will defend you. Don't get discouraged. Do not fear. Do not lose peace. Abandon yourself more than ever in the arms of the divine will, and be tranquil, waiting in full confidence for the helps and means which are waiting in full confidence, oops, for the help and means which are necessary to you. My good daughter, how bad did your words sound to me? I am afraid to be lost. Don't you know that sufferings are the certainty, the seal of our salvation? Sufferings form the carriage which brings us to heaven. And the more the sufferings, the faster it will go. So each additional pain is a faster ride, which takes us soon and straight to heaven. Therefore, courage, courage. All other things are left, while sufferings are brought to heaven and form our most beautiful throne and never-ending glory. Now, I repeat my refrain. Continue to promote the divine will. I expect a great deal from you, and so does Jesus and the Celestial Mama. I commend myself to your prayers, and I will not forget to keep you locked in the divine will as the dearest of my daughters. Accept my respectful regards as I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Letter 18.
Thank you. So we see here how Luisa Picaretta is explaining pain and suffering in a very beautiful way. The church already talks about redemptive suffering, that Whenever we unite ourselves to the suffering of Christ, to the suffering of the cross, they acquire the value of the sufferings of Christ to help souls, to save souls. In the hours of the Passion, our Lord Jesus invites Luisa Picaretta to unite herself with him. That's the initial prayer that we all pray at the beginning of the hours of the Passion, to unite ourselves with Christ. And the Lord says, and I will give you the merits as if you were suffering, the merits that I gain through these 24 hours, I will give you those merits to you. So Luisa Picaretta, in a way, is explaining this one here, that all the pain, the suffering that we go through, is, she says, don't you know that Jesus also suffered pain? And this passage here, it can be really helpful for us to tell Jesus that you want nothing but his will. That's a way also of emptying ourselves of ourselves, abandoning ourselves to Jesus and telling him, I want nothing else but your will to operate in me. That can be even the morning offering. That can be the prevenient act. Jesus, I give you my will and I want nothing else but your will operating in me this day. And it can be also the actual act. Jesus, I want nothing else but your will breathing, palpitating in me. It's very interesting that Luisa Picaretta says here that everything passes, but sufferings, they remain. So this line, don't you know that sufferings are the certainty, the seal of our salvation? So take courage. Suffering forms the carriage which brings us to heaven. And the more the sufferings, the faster it will go. So each additional pain is a faster ride, which takes us soon and straight to heaven. It's basically, it's a reminder also to for all of us to know that whenever we encounter suffering and any kind of pain, whether it's physical, spiritual, sorrow, any kind, not to waste that, but to offer that in union with our Lord, to unite that with our Lord, at least to have the intention to go through that suffering, through that pain, through that sorrow, in union with our Lord, to not to waste it, to abandon ourselves more and more in the arms of the divine will. And this is very important, to be tranquil. One of the things that the Lord Jesus explains to Luisa Picaretta is that once you begin living this way, he says, I will give you peace. I will give you joy, the joy of the saints. I will give you detachment. I will help you penetrate sacred scriptures. And basically, when we abandon ourselves to the divine will, we are expressing ourselves that we want to enter into that mode, that we want nothing else but the divine will operating in us. Because remember, here the point is to arrive to the possession of the divine will operating in us. Not only to do his will through the Ten Commandments, here the call is higher. It's a higher calling to go back to the original holiness that we lost. Everything that we see in the history and the economy of salvation, right after the fall, everything that we see, it was meant for us to receive this that we have now, to recover what Adam lost. And what he lost was the unity. What he lost was the possession of the divine will operating in him. So now the call is to go back to the original state of grace, to the original state of holiness. Not only to do God's will, but to possess his will operating in us. However, to possess that will operating in us, we need to do God's will, to obey God's will, which is contained in the Ten Commandments. We need to walk the sacramental life. Everything begins in baptism. So that's the road that we have to travel, but in our everyday life, to abandon ourselves to the divine will, in the arms of the divine will, even if things are not going so well for us. There is a passage in the Book of Heaven that the Lord says to Luisa, I don't want you to look at the circumstances. Focus on my will. We can see this with our Lord. He didn't look at the circumstances. He was focused on the cross, because the cross met redemption, completed redemption for us. It completed the work of redemption, giving and opening the door now for the work of sanctification that we are the recipients of now. The Holy Spirit being able to operate through the sacraments and for us to be able to have now the knowledge of this divine science, not only to love God as Adam loved him before the fall, but also to know him as Adam in the state of grace knew God. So that's very important. Not only to love him as Adam was supposed to love him, but also to know him. That's why the first commandment is to love God with all our heart, mind, and souls. And then to the Catechism in 258 tells us that we were created to know, to love, and to serve him. To know him as we were supposed to know him, as Adam knew him before the fall. So this is huge. Bishop Vicaretta tells us here that all things are left while suffering are brought to heaven and form our most beautiful throne and never-ending glory. And then he tells us, this is for all of us. I think if Luisa Picaretta were here with us, she will say the same thing to all of us. And now I repeat my refrain, continue to promote the divine will. So for us to continue trying to live in this way, unite ourselves to the will of God, doing our work, our human effort, as the Catechism tells us, promoting the divine will right there where we live. I expect a great deal from you, and so does Jesus and the Celestial Mama. So this is what our Lord Jesus is expecting from all of us. This is what the Blessed Mother, this is what Luisa Picaretta is telling us in this passage. So I think this is very important for us to remember that we have to unite ourselves with the will of God and to always remember that Jesus didn't promise that everything was going to be beautiful here and that we will not have persecution. On the contrary, he said to the disciples, they will take you to synagogues. They will persecute you. But don't worry what you have to say. So for us to remember that sufferings are part of life, but they can be for us, they can form the ladder for us to climb heaven. So don't be discouraged, and I encourage all of you to unite yourselves with the divine will, your sufferings, not to waste anything, and to keep working day by day, to remember that to live in the divine will is something that has to be continuously, has to be a continuous thing, continuous acts done in the divine will, so that little by little we may advance in the knowledge, the understanding, and also in the possession of this gift operating in us, that we, each one of us, may also be the triumph of the divine will, that each one of us be the triumph of the will of God, and that the Blessed Trinity can say about each one of us, you are my triumph, you are my fiat, welcome back. So let's finish tonight with a prayer, thanking the Blessed Mother for the gift that the Lord has given us through Luisa Picarreta, and thanking the Blessed Mother during this time that we are approaching, the time of Advent, thanking the Blessed Mother for her fiat and for saying yes to God, to accomplish the work of redemption, so that we all may be able to receive now this gift that he has given us through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. So we can pray Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever.